again, Gunashchish, for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The University of Alaska Southeast was recently recognized in a national survey as military friendly, and even better than that, given Gold Star status. That's a special designation. And joining us to explain how all of this came about and why it's a feather in the university's cap, we have Deborah Reidman. She wears two hats at UAS. She's the Career Services Coordinator, and she's also the VA School Certifying Official, which puts her in close contact with vets. And we also have one recent graduate of UAS, Emily Klosterman. She came to UAS out of the Coast Guard, so we'll be talking with her as well about why UAS deserves Gold Star status for being military friendly. Well, welcome to Juno Afternoon, Deborah. And first of all, congratulations. And you must feel really excited about this.
Thanks, Rhonda. It's great to be here. And yes, we are absolutely thrilled about this status. So super excited to be able to share a little bit more about that with everyone today.
So can you explain what a VA certifying official is? I mean, that's your official job. I imagine it does give you a good pulse on what's happening with vets and other students out of the military.
Yes, absolutely. So as the VA school certifying official, my primary responsibility is to assist students who are using their GI Bill to help fund their education and achieve their educational goals. And so each semester when students are choosing classes for their degree program, I make sure that they apply to their degree program. And if there's any questions, I reach out to them to find out some more information that I might need. So I'm in close contact with our students who are using their GI Bill. And this includes actual veterans, spouses, and dependents. And so it's really a rich variety of military-related students and dependents and spouses that I have the privilege and the honor to work with. And so there's several things that I do throughout the year to make sure that things are moving quickly and smoothly and that their payments come in a timely manner. And it is really quite a joy for me to be in this role.
I imagine that there can be quite a bit of bureaucracy, even though it's not intended, but it's a lot for students to shoulder dealing with the federal bureaucracy and, you know, keeping up with their studies.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially for those students who are first, they're starting out using their GI Bill, it is incredibly daunting. And it comes with some anxiety, just trying to make sure that you're doing everything right and that you have all your ducks in a row. And so I have noticed that just staying in close communication with all the students that I work with to make sure that if they have any questions or if there's something that they need to be aware of or options that they're not aware of as well, that is a big part of my role, is to make sure that things go as smoothly and seamlessly as possible.
So you are a good navigator. So that makes a difference.
It does indeed.
So, Deborah, we're going to talk to someone who was navigated through UAS, through their military-friendly program. But first of all, can you tell us, how did you get this designation? I mean, who gave it to you, and how significant is it?
So the Military Friendly is a survey that schools take all across the country, and it's operated by Victory Media, and it's a pretty involved process. Every fall, we have to submit the survey by December 5th, and then that information goes into their system. They do a lot of evaluation, so they take a look at public data sources. They look at proprietary data from the survey and personal data from veterans, and the results are audited by Ernst & Young. So it's a tight ship that they run. And the whole purpose behind Military Friendly is that it's the standard that measures an organization's commitment, effort, and success in creating sustainable and meaningful benefits for the military community. And this survey is 167 questions.
My goodness.
And it's true. I know. And it's truly a team effort. I reach out to Kristen Hanley, our institutional effectiveness director. She is the data queen. So there's a lot of questions that I need to have her assistance with. Our financial aid director, our registrar's office, my fabulous supervisor, Lori Klein. It's really a team effort to make sure that we get all the data in there and the survey completed and submitted in time. So each year, this is what we go through. And UAA and UAF and campuses across the country are doing the same.
So where did you rank? I know that to get a gold star is a good thing in being military friendly, but where did you rank overall? Do you have any idea of that?
Well, in order to receive gold status for the military friendly, UAS was within 10% of the top 10 ranked organizations for small public schools. So we were that close to the top 10 ranked organizations. And then it goes down from there for silver and bronze, 20% of the top 10 ranked organizations for silver and 30% for the bronze.
Well, so gosh, that's impressive.
Yeah. And there are four areas that they calculate the outcome of these different levels of status. And so we range from within those six areas, 83% to 59%, and just a couple, compliance and academic policies, admissions and orientation, culture and commitment, financial aid and assistance, and graduation career metrics. And so all those different areas are covered, and that was kind of the range that we fell into.
So that's not too shabby then. So I want to bring Emily Klosterman into the conversation because she came to UAS via the Coast Guard, which is not surprising since we have a Coast Guard station here in Juneau. But Emily, where are you Zooming to us from today?
Yes, I'm Zooming in from St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Wow, it must be nice there.
It's nice. It's a lot hotter here, as you can imagine, but still just as beautiful, not as beautiful as Alaska. I'm really missing home, but excited to experience a new part of the world for a little while.
So what are you doing there? And are you using your education from UAS?
Yes, actually, my husband is still active duty. And we had to move from Juneau in 2020 during the pandemic because we got orders elsewhere. So in the middle of that, I was also in the middle of my degree program. And it was a bit of an expected move. And I was really devastated. I wasn't able to finish my degree program at the time and unsure of how I was going to finish it online as well. But upon arriving here, I was in Deb and my professors and other advisors were in constant contact with me and to make sure I had everything set up properly. All my credits were in place and all my professors were kind enough to even FaceTime me during all my classes and lab sessions because I was in a science program. And as you probably know, everything's pretty hands-on with lots of labs. And but they made sure I had everything in place and everything I needed to graduate on time, all online while halfway across the world. And I couldn't have done it without them.
Now, that is pretty impressive, especially, you know, from a small campus like UAS to be able to have that capacity. So you just kind of explained to us why UAS is military friendly to work with you. But I imagine that probably that same kind of effort would have been made with students, whether they were in the military or not, just because of all the challenges out there during the pandemic. But Emily, why is it that you think that UAS deserved that designation, you know, from your personal experiences beyond, you know, just that transition of trying to get your degree during the pandemic?
Well, when I arrived to Juno, I was very recently separated from the Coast Guard after about 8 years of service, and I had no previous college experience whatsoever, and I was really unsure of what my resources were. As a veteran, as a brand new veteran, I knew I had them, but had no idea how to use them, what my GI Bill was and how to use it properly. And I also didn't know what degree I should pursue as well. And within 1 day of meeting Deb and sitting down with her, I was able to get everything put in place, all my ducks in a row. And also towards the end of my GI Bill, because it has a bit of a time frame, I was also got some help from Deb to apply for a special scholarship just for VA students that offered me about an extra year of GI Bill benefits. And I was able to finish not one, but two degrees in science within my 5 years of going to UAS. But that aside, I think one of the biggest highlights for me about UAS, the university itself, was it's like a community. And within that community, there's also subsets of communities. And mine was in the science division, and the professors and advisors are really, they're not just teachers, but also mentors and incredible resources to us students. And they want to help us in not just our studies, but also jobs, research projects, and other opportunities to enhance our college experience. And within that community at UAS, I was able to quickly find like-minded people and form strong study groups that got me through some difficult times and also really difficult courses. And from those study groups, I was also able to gain some of the closest friends that I still have today. And I'm continuously thankful for all of that knowledge and guidance I was able to gain from them. And I definitely wouldn't be here today without them and those experiences.
Well, I imagine, you know, that being in the military is kind of like being in a family. And so if you have sort of a close-knit environment for a university, that would help because it's probably what you're used to, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. We have high camaraderie. You know, we go through hard things together. We're working and learning together every single day. And honestly, it took in difficult like biology programs that I was in, all of us, you know, to get through some classes together.
So when people come out of the military, when they're veterans, you know, they have lived in a very serious world sometimes in very dangerous circumstances. So they have a very mature approach to life in many cases. So, Deb, do you think that having that cadre of military veterans at UAS kind of raises the bar for the university?
100%, Rhonda. I have heard from professors and staff members what an asset our veterans are to our campus, to our community here. They have so many life experiences that they can share. So the discussions within the classroom are very rich when our military members are joining in. They are just highly valued by our campus, by our staff and faculty. And so we are just absolutely thrilled that they have chosen to attend UAS and be part of our campus.
So what percentage wind up staying in the community?
That's a good question. What has happened before, and it's happening now, is we have students who have decided to attend UAS, and they're from across the country, different places. They come to Alaska, and especially Juneau, and they just go, wow, I want to stick around. So they are going to do as much as they can to find work here and establish themselves. And so that happens often, which is pretty great.
So do you think having a Coast Guard base here, an installation, does that help draw some of those coasties to the university?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a real special program that is available for mostly transfer students. It's called the C-SPY program. It's the College Student Pre-Commissioning Initiative Program. And I have somebody that came from the East Coast to attend UAS, and he is one of our C-SPY members, and he's getting ready to finish up this semester and then ship off to Officer Candidate School. So because of the C-SPY program, it's quite attractive to students because it pays for their tuition, it gives them a monthly housing allowance and their books, and then gets them started in the Coast Guard by doing some actual training. And they are technically enlisted at that time. And so they're able to get started with their military career through the C-SPY program.
Well, Emily, you're in the Virgin Islands right now. But how did you learn about UAS?
Well, I'm actually born and raised from Wrangell. So I've been familiar with UAS most of my life, but when I was still active duty, my husband got stationed in Juneau, and when I got out of the military, I basically just walked right across the street to the campus and asked Deb what to do, and here we are.
Well, because we have the Coast Guard here, we have a lot of research that the Coast Guard assists with, and we have in general, a research community, marine biology. Do you think that is appealing to military graduates?
Yes, absolutely. Not just military graduates, but also anyone that is stationed in Juneau or any spouses that are able to take courses there and advance their education as well, while also being moved all around the United States constantly. And UAS is such a great platform for that because it's so welcoming to transient people such as myself. Like, I was able to pick up midway through my degree program and finish it all online. So it's very, very user-friendly, thanks to Deb and the incredible professors and other advising staff.
So, Deb, there was some margin for improvement in some of the percentages that they gave you. So the devil's advocate question, where do you need to improve, even though you've got a gold star? but what things need to happen to rise even higher in the rankings?
Well, when it comes to some of the percentages, the culture and the commitment and financial aid and assistance, some of those apply, sometimes they don't. And so when it comes to the GI Bill, a lot of that pays for their assistance, which, you know, so that they don't really have a lot of need for financial assistance. But the other thing, too, is we just want to make sure that our veterans are ready to go. So graduation and career, focusing on how we can help them get their boots on the ground, so to speak, with their degree program. And so each year, Rhonda, we do look at how we can improve. And it is a really good tool to be able to see where are some areas that we can maybe shift more of a focus to, or be more aware of what we can do for process improvement. And so that's a definite value of the tool. So we look forward to being able to analyze it after we get the results back.
All right. Before we leave, any other final thoughts from you, Deb, and from you, Emily?
Well, I just got to do a shout out for Emily. Like I said, she's amazing, and it was so much fun to work with her, and I'm excited to see where her degree program is going to take her. So I'm so thrilled that she was able to join us today.
Emily?
Thanks so much, Deb. It was great talking with you, and I'm honored to be here. And just recently, my degree program landed me a job as a coral biologist with the Nature Conservancy here locally in St. Croix. So thank you so much for all of your help.
A coral biologist, and that's certainly important in our concern about the oceans and so many coral populations threatened. So that's pretty exciting, Emily. Thank you so much for being here with us. And Deb Rideman, who is with UAS's Career Services Program. And again, congrats on the Gold Star Military Friendly designation. Thanks so much for being here.
Great. Thank you, Rhonda. We appreciate it.